USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical Storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results, with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North Korea announced it tested a cruise ballistic missile. According to Pyongyang state newspaper Workers Daily on Monday, said the missile was launched over the weekend and it traveled more than 900 miles before impacting an unknown location in North Korea's portion of the ocean. The report said the missile spent a total of 1.5 hours in the air. Gasoline prices are jumping higher again. John Clemens with the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Staggering numbers are coming out of Chicago, Illinois. The CDC and Chicago Police reported Sunday there have been 214 underage children that have died from COVID-19 complications in all of the United States. Yet in Chicago alone, 286 children have been shot, with the uptick in violence since January. A father of six in Chicago was on Fox News Monday. Willie Preston explains what he thinks the problem is in Chicago.
It's very simple, because COVID is a political winner. COVID is something that folks can politicize in a way that benefits. Killing children here just has become normalized, and we have to stop it here in Chicago, and it starts with the politics. We have to look at and value these children in Chicago's lives and stop politicizing their lives. We know the answers. We have to do better with supporting our police. We have to do better with making certain that people have access to jobs, not guns. We have to do better with making certain that we stop poverty and start to make certain that we start to build people up so that they can have a future to look forward to, instead of just dwindling in these ghettos in Chicago. That's what we have to do.
Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano agrees.
And they want to see people weak. They want to see crime escalate, because then you need more government. And that's the problem here. We are in an absolute political pandemic here as well.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.